Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, September 4th, 2020. It's a historic broadcast. It's a special day. I am so excited, but I have a special guest in the studio. And the studio this broadcast is coming from is in Springfield, Illinois, at the WLUJ Studios, the family of stations. It's the first time I've done a broadcast from here. And my first guest is Bernie Lutchman. And, oh, wait till I get to share him with you all. It's going to be a testimony Friday. Pastor Jason Schiffo is taking a couple weeks off. And as you know, we've been going through the book of James. I was telling Bernie earlier, I think we're around verse 12, and we've been doing it for 3 months. So that's less than a verse a week. And so we're going to continue that in a couple of weeks, but Bernie's my special guest. He's been on my short list to interview for a few months now. In fact, I don't know if you know this, Bernie, but you're also on my short list as a advisory board member or part of a task force to help us better serve the listeners in the west end of our coverage area around Springfield and Decatur and Bloomington and Beardstown and Whitehall and Jacksonville and all the great listening area that the WLUJ family of stations have covered these many years. But here I am the first time in front of a new mixer board and other equipment. This is coming out of Springfield, Illinois. And those of you that have been tuned in for the last 5 or 6 months, God raised up Great News Radio to acquire and help oversee the ministry of WLUJ. So we went from 4 stations covering East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana to now covering the whole central part of the state from Macomb all the way beyond Danville into Indiana, Covington, Indiana, Rockville, Terre Haute. And so it's God-honoring programming for basically there's over 3 million people in this listening coverage. And so we just keep praying that God will expand our borders and reach people with the good news message of Jesus. And I love testimonies, and I thought Bernie's testimony was one that would be wonderful because I think we'll all find points of application. He's involved in many, many different ministries, including the Businessmen in Christ, serving men in their vocations and how to highlight Christ through their work.
How to be better men, better fathers.
Yeah, we're going to have you share some more about that in a few minutes. He helps with a senior ministry, Sunshine Ministries, which was started some years ago by his mother-in-law, who gets super shout-outs, Joyce Mankey. So that's probably one of the best things is that you're a son-in-law to Joy. She's the office manager, bookkeeper extraordinaire. She's keeping everything together here for the family of stations. She works endless hours, very talented and gifted. I tell Karen Harrison, our office manager, who works in the Fisher area, Karen, you're going to be like Joyce in 10 or 15 years. She's the model that you're going to end up being, just like Joyce. So we appreciate Joyce, and I'm sure you appreciate Joyce because she gave you Vicky, who you've been married to for 31 years. And with Vicky, you have 2 boys and a girl.
Yes,
I think
sir.
They're married.
2 boys are married, yes, sir.
Okay, great. So that means your daughter is available. How old is she?
21, and she is not looking right now.
Not in the market. Okay. Strike that from the record. So you're involved with Businessmen in Christ, the Sunshine Ministry, which you go to senior homes.
Senior homes, retirement homes.
And you play the guitar and you sing.
It's a structured program. We sing, we preach the gospel, we pray with people one-on-one and find out their needs. And it's a beautiful thing. Before the COVID started, we were doing quite a few a month. Then all that stopped, of course, March.
And you're a part of Hearts for One Band, so that's who you sing with and minister.
Country Gospel Band.
Country Gospel. You've been key and very involved with the National Day of Prayer for a number of years. So what role do you have with the National Day of Prayer?
In 2005, well, no one was doing it in Springfield. Mm-hmm. It was dropped by the Ministerial Alliance. So I decided to take it over under the auspices of Businessmen in Christ because we're a discipleship group, and we want to disciple and make men better prayer leaders. And so I took it over in 2006. I was affiliated with the National Day of Prayer Task Force in Colorado Springs with Shirley Dobson. Mm-hmm. And then in 2010, I went independent so I could expand and make it more of a worship service than the structured, wrote prayers one after the other. So now we've been here since 2006, and WLEJ has been with us from day one. And we're very grateful for that because it has reached the corners of the earth through the internet and across the air, all through central and southern Illinois.
Yeah, I think Joey Kroll and John Swinford, who's the station manager here, they both participated in the National Day of Prayer this past May. And
yes, sir.
I think they even had a prayer ministry night where they had some of the pastors come in and pray over the air, and that was a special feature that we got to participate in.
Yeah, we recorded it right here in the studio. The pastors were right here.
Yeah, I saw some great photos. So you were involved in prayer ministry, prayer and counseling ministry, part of the leadership team of Iron Sharpens Iron. You're an author. I have two of your books in front of me, Activate and 119. We'll talk maybe a little about that. You do devotional podcasts, and that's one of the primary reasons I got to know you. I Facebook friended you, or you Facebook friended me, and I started seeing all these video clips. You were doing devotionals each week and some other speaking things, so I really appreciated that. I said, I got to get that guy on my team. And then you've been featured on ABC Channel 20 here in Springfield with some of the ministry work that you've done, and kind of sold out for the Lord, would you say? A free agent for Jesus? But what was interesting when we were having a meal together, you were telling me a little bit of a story. You said, Mark, I've been going like 110 miles an hour for a number of years. And I'm like, yeah, I can relate. And this is where God brought some good, healthy conviction to me just recently as we were talking. But you said, you know, Mark, I'm doing all these things. I'm serving the Lord. I'm passionate about it. I love Jesus. I want to finish well. Even though you're only 64, you see yourself serving the Lord for many, many more years.
Yeah.
But you said, Mark, I was walking out through this doorway. So take us through that little story, because I'm sure there's some other men like me and other women that maybe are doing too much for the Lord, if you could say that, or are maybe exceeding what the Lord really wants them to be doing. And so you got some time to reflect and really get recalibrated or get grounded anew or just get saturated in God's word because of some circumstances. So walk us through that, because I think that's probably a lesson for many of us.
Yes, because part of my life testimony is not just being born again and having my sins forgiven and committing my life to Christ. It's walking it through. And earlier this year, January 7th, I was watching a movie with my son. He's on vacation from the Army base at Fort Hood. And after the movie was over, I got up from the recliner, and we just had a new hardwood floor put on, and I couldn't get my footing. So the more I tried to get my footing, the worse I got. I started falling backwards, and I fell backwards and tried to brace my fall and broke my left hand and some bones in my left wrist. Now, that's my guitar playing wrist, by the way. So I had surgery with that a few weeks later, and then about a week after I had surgery, I was going through the revolving door at work, and there's a runner there to catch the snow and the ice coming in and the salt. And the traction on my shoe caught the edge of the rug, and I went flying off to my left because I was trying to, I was moving fast. So that momentum took me off to the left. I'm trying to protect my left hand, which I just had surgery on, and I broke my right wrist.
Right.
So I was completely out of circulation. Everything I was doing stopped 100%. And that 100% at 150-mile-an-hour race I was running, just completely dead stop.
Yeah, you were saying it was even hard to feed yourself. I mean, if you can imagine, both wrists basically broken.
Thank God for my wife.
Yeah, I had heard about you. If you got to meet Bernie, I think it was Joyce, your mother-in-law, saying, oh, he'd be a wonderful individual if you were looking for gifted people that are excited about sharing Jesus. But I had heard, oh, but both of his wrists are broken. It might not be a good time to be helped with them and stuff. So I had heard some of that story. But what happened as a result of you sitting home with both of your wrists broken, kind of out of commission?
You know, one thing about marriage, for better or for worse, that was the worst.
Yeah. But you saw the better of your wife.
I saw the better
time.
Of my wife taking care of me, the worst.
Yeah.
So what that did was have me, after I got over my feeling sorry for myself, I started reflecting on how did I get this way. I know God didn't cause that to happen.
Right.
He allowed it to happen
to
slow me down. And after a couple of days of feeling sorry for myself and all that, you know, you usually go through that kind of thing, I started having a small worship service with myself.
Right.
I'll wake up in the morning, I'll have my breakfast that my wife made me because I can't do anything for myself. And I'm sitting down there with my Bible in front of me and my iPad with some worship music. on YouTube, and I would just soak it in, and day after day, for week after week, and it brought me right back. It actually flushed all the anything that was in me that was not supposed to be there was flushed out. Mm-hmm. My mind was clear. I saw things that I hadn't seen for years and years. I found a new love for my family. I wanted to spend more time with them. I saw so many things. But the amazing thing I saw was that God was saying, hey, this is about me, not right. about you right. running here, running there. And from now on, I want you to just stay with me and soak it in with me. And what was the result of all of this was, after a couple of months of just soaking it in and finding myself closer to God, that podcast came out of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any equipment. I had an iPhone. I had a little cheap tripod and a stool and a Bible. And then I started teaching from the Bible, and now I can't shut up.
And what you were doing during this time, this downtime, when you couldn't go to work and do the things you would typically do, you were reading God's Word, you were praying, yeah. you were thinking through some of the books. I think you were working on that book.
Yes, I have a new book out.
Where you were going through the Old Testament and looking at 3:16. Are we ready to share that with everyone yet?
Well, right now it's being edited, and what I did was go through all the 3:16 verses of 3:16. The Bible, and there's about 40-something, and I finished the Old Testament 3:16s, and there's some personal stories in there that I got permission to use from some friends of mine who had some miraculous things happen. One of them was in a movie called Finding Noah, the movie. He was the lead guy, and he had some miraculous event a year ago, and I finished that, and right now it's at the editor, and I'm halfway through the other one, 3:16 New Testament, so I'm looking forward to doing that, but I'm also thinking about some other books on prayer, and my biggest goal right now is to write a children's book on the meaning of life. It's going to be simple enough for a 12-year-old to read, but an adult can look at it and says, you know, maybe I should reevaluate my own life. Haven't been through this myself. I want to do something like that before I...
Well, I have two of your books in front of me, 119 by Bernie Lutchman, and then this other one, Activate, and this was interesting. I looked at it right away, Prayers of the Bible Revealed, Volume 1, Unleash the Power of Prayer, Energize Your Spiritual Growth. And as I opened it up, I just happened to turn to page 31, Chapter 2, titled The Mechanics of Prayer, Book of James. Well, on Friday, we've been going through this Book of James, as I mentioned, for a few months now.
Right.
What's this, the mechanics of prayer? Talk a little about that. Maybe it'll tie into, miraculously, into what Jason and I have been sharing on Fridays.
Well, how I got to that book to begin with was I went through several books of the Bible in the Old and New Testament and found all the prayers page by page and looked with a fine-tooth comb and find out, like, okay, here are the prayers. Why did Jacob pray this way? Well, why is Paul telling us in Philippians to pray for the church this way? And so when I got to the book of James, I realized he had no prayers in there. Mm-hmm. He said how to pray. Like, for instance, in James 5, he's talking about if someone needs healing or something, they go to the elders. Right. But it's all through the book of James. And my favorite part of that chapter on the mechanics of prayer, which, because since there are no prayers, but how to pray, is the protocols of prayer. And you'll see that in the pages there. There are certain protocols that God will acknowledge. If we want to approach him in prayer as his faithful servant, well, I'll just give you a couple of them. Humility. Hmm. We don't go up there telling God, well, you know, God, I have a list right here. Check, 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 and then thank you. See you later. We can't do that. And there are several more protocols that were more detailed in that book. In fact, if anybody wants to have a copy of that book, it's on Amazon, but I can also email you a copy. Hmm. It's on Kindle and on Amazon. It's a lot cheaper. But if you need a complimentary copy, I'll email you a PDF.
The book is titled Activate, A-C-T-I-V-A-T-E, Activate, like if you're going to activate energy or you're going to activate something, Unleash the Power of Prayer, Energize Your Spiritual Growth by Bernie Lutchman, L-U-T-C-H-M-A-N. And in case you're just tuning in and you're saying, Mark, you're sounding a little different. This is the first time in 25 years I'm standing up to do the broadcast. Usually I'm seated in a seat, and I'm either broadcasting from the home studio that we have in our home or at Lincoln Square, where most of our guests come, and that's where we do the radio broadcast.
The Champaign?
Actually, in Urbana at Lincoln Square. Okay. But today I'm in Springfield, and I think next Friday I'm going to be doing an interview here again with professor and author and teacher at Lincoln Christian University, Mike Nichols.
Okay.
And so we talked about meeting up here next Friday to do the morning program. But anyways, Bernie Lutchman is a part of this ministry. He's helped out during Share-a-thons. since he's been here. I don't know, many times when I've been here, you've been coming in, lugging something out or helping or assisting, or maybe you're visiting your mother-in-law, the sweet, very capable Joyce Menke. She's growing on me. I appreciate her a lot.
Well, you saw that banner I just gave you there. When we had our 1955 fire truck that we did parades on around Springfield for about 10 years, we had a WLEJ banner at the back of the fire truck.
Right, right.
So we'd be going down to St. Patrick's Day Parade with that big sign there. Everybody's getting crazy and a little too much to drink and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
And we'd be going up to them dressed in red, and they're all in green handing out gospel tracts.
Oh, great.
You should see people recoil.
That's right.
I love WLEJ and been doing a lot of stuff here for years.
Yeah, it's been an exciting joining two radio listening families together. It's been our work these last 6 or 7 months when it officially received FCC, the Federal Communications Approval, where our four stations and these 15 other frequencies all merged together. And I don't think I've slept much in the last year, but God is really doing some unique things, and we're partnering together. And even the Prime Lifetimes papers, I mentioned that on Wednesday, they're here at the WLUJ studios here in Springfield on 600 West Mason Street. We're also at the Big R. They went through a couple hundred, almost 300 papers last month. So they're all filled up, and we're trying to find more locations in Springfield.
I saw them at Pizza Ranch.
But they're not open yet.
Not open yet, yes.
The Pizza Ranch in Bloomington's going through some hundreds of papers each month. Well, that's another story, but...
But they basically think about this this new conglomeration of stations. Mm-hmm. You're going from the banks of the Mississippi all the way to Indiana. That's a huge swath of listeners.
Yeah, people can
And all the way down to St. Louis.
Yeah, they can drive for a couple hours back and forth, you know, driving and listening and... Yeah. Being encouraged by God-honoring programming. And what I love about WLUJ, it stands for Lifting Up Jesus. And so maybe in our closing 3 or 4 minutes, share a little of your faith journey. Who helped you come to know the saving love of Jesus Christ?
I grew up in the church, and I did a lot of mission trips and stuff. But I found out when I actually got born again, and at the age of 32, I wasn't saved.
32.
Yeah.
Even though you were in the church, you were hearing the message, so you knew or believed that there was a God,
yes.
A sovereign creator over the universe, but it wasn't maybe personal at that point yet?
No, sir.
Okay.
And I credit my mother, who spent many years telling me I needed God and prayed for me. She would pray 3 hours a day. We were talking about grandmothers earlier on. It was my mother who I saw modeling the example of prayer for me. So at the age of 32, I was going 100 and maybe 200 miles an hour back then. And God laid me down for 2 weeks. I couldn't do anything. And then I can see it now. I had two choices. He gave me two choices. One hand, I could spend eternity with him. On the other one, I was going in the other place. And I chose God, and my life has never been better. I'll never turn around. It's all full speed ahead. And this, what happened this year caused me to look back and be grateful for that time.
Right.
And what he's shown me over the years, and I've had several experiences where I've come face to face with him, and he's not a God to be trifled with, but he's also a loving God.
Right.
And there's so much more we could talk for the next 2 hours, but we're running out of time. But it's an amazing thing. And one of the things I want to quickly mention before we run out of time. The wonderful thing about doing prayer ministries, and I've run the prayer ministry at Iron Sharpens Zion Men's Conference since we started it in 2007, is that I have two prayer rooms, one in the back for intercessors praying for the conference all day long, men and women. Paul Eastfold is there and his wife, Carolyn. And in the front, a couple pastors and myself and my son, we minister to guys coming in over the years. And what is so wonderful is to see people come back the next year and give you a testimony on how things have changed, how things have improved. We have all kinds of things in there. You know what happens at men's conferences.
Right.
People come there who are just about to walk away from God. People come down way down pornography and evil. One guy ran in and said his friend was about to commit suicide at UIS, and so on and so forth. And one example of one testimony I'd like to give you is we were sitting in the prayer room, and I saw these two gentlemen walking down the hall with suits on. They were running an exhibit for healthcare. And the Lord just urged me to run out there and ask them if they needed prayer. They came into the prayer room and stood there for about a minute, saying nothing. Finally, the dad said, "Please pray for my daughter. She's in the emergency room right now in Des Moines, Iowa." Now, we're in Springfield, Illinois.
Right.
We started praying and praying in wherever she was in Des Moines in the hospital and praying for her dad and her brother who were standing right there. The next year, he came back. I was like, how's your daughter? I was afraid to ask.
Yeah.
How's your daughter? "Oh, she's doing great. She was about to die, he said. He didn't tell us that when we were praying for him. But he said that she was about to die. We prayed, and she recovered, and now she started a ministry at that time. So you never know what testimony is going to come out of some of these things. We keep working for the Lord. It's all about Him. We're just foot soldiers for Jesus. And as long as He gives us strength and He gives us the motivation and the energy, we're going to keep doing it.
I'm thinking of that. I don't know if it's Jairus' daughter, but that one centurion or something comes to Jesus. And then as he returns home and he's greeted by some of the family members.
Said, your servant is healed.
Yeah, and he says, what time? And he's like, that was the time when Jesus told me. Wow, God is still at work. Prayer does, in fact, change things.
Yes, sir.
What a powerful ministry that you've had, Bernie, throughout our area. And we just thank God for you and for the ministry work that's happening in and through you. And if you're like me or like Bernie, and sometimes maybe you're going 150 miles an hour, how important it is to get grounded back in God so you're not doing the work of God. You're working with God.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
Recognizing God as the best thing about the work. That
you don't get ahead of Him either.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, Bernie, we're going to have you back to talk a little more about some of these books and some of the other things you're doing with Iron Sharpens Iron and some of the other ministry that you have your fingers in, that God's working through you.
Businessman in Christ is still my focus as far as local men's ministry. Mm-hmm. We're doing some great things that we'll talk about next time.
Yeah, we'll get you back. In case you just tuned in or you only caught a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived and available to be listened to anytime, either at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or now you can access it at wluj.org, wluj.org. And today is the first time I'm doing the morning program here in Springfield, so it's kind of neat, great accommodations. We appreciate the studio here. It's a two-story office building. Thank you, God, a million times over. Beautiful parking lot. It's a brick building. It's accessible and seen by many people right off the highway. What is that road right out
Madison
there?
Madison Avenue.
Madison Avenue. And then there's a little frontage road on the side.
That's Walnut right there.
Educate me here. Yeah, so I know how to get here, but it's great accommodations. So we always encourage visitors to come by and say hi. You can pick up the Prime Lifetimes paper. We are 100% listener supported, so it's always fun to meet some of the donors and those that support this work of God. We proclaim the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day. We can supplement what God wants you to do in church on Sunday. He wants you involved in a local Bible-believing congregation. But if we can supplement good Bible teaching and wholesome God-honoring music, Christian music throughout the day, that's what we want to do, come alongside the church and equip the saints. And for those of you that are seeking God for the first time, maybe something that Bernie said about having a deeper relationship or maybe beginning that relationship with Jesus, and that's maybe a foreign concept or nobody has told you that God loves you, He created you, He has a plan and purpose for your life. If that's maybe new information, you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call, and there's trained counselors that can talk to you about having a relationship with Jesus, how you can trust the Bible, what it means to have a relationship with God. You know, a lot of questions can be answered. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Bernie Lutchman with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.